Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited Investor Call for update on Antolin acquisition. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. Today from the management, we have with us Mr. Krishna Kumar Srinivasan, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Prem Rathi, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Pankaj Gupta, Deputy Executive Director, Head, Legal and Company Secretary. Before we begin, let me remind you that this discussion may contain certain forward-looking statements that may involve unknown or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It may be viewed in conjunction with the business risks that could cause future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Kumar for his opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. I hope you can hear me well.
Loud and clear, sir.
Thank you. A very good evening, everyone. On behalf of Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited, I welcome you all to this investor call to update you on the definitive agreement to acquire 100% stake in Antolin Group's Indian operations by Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited. We had intimated the stock exchange regarding the same with the necessary disclosures as well as the press release on the 5th of December. However, we felt we should also give an update to you via this call. Let me begin. In line with our long-term diversification strategy, Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited has entered into a definitive agreement for the acquisition of 100% shareholding in Antolin Lighting India Private Limited, short form ALIPL, Grupo Antolin India Private Limited, GAIPL, and Grupo Antolin Chakan Private Limited, which is GACPL, a subsidiary of GAIPL. These companies are the leading suppliers of automotive interior solutions in India and manufacture and sell products such as headliner substrates, modular headliners, sun visors, door panels, central floor consoles, pillar trim, front-end carriers, exterior plastic parts, overhead consoles, dome lamps, ambient lighting, touch panels, and capacitive pads, supplying to major OEMs across India in the passenger vehicle segment, including Tata Motors, Mahindra Mahindra, Volkswagen India, Hyundai, Renault, and others. The target companies operate 5 state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities, with 2 facilities each strategically located in Chakan and Pune, and 1 in Chennai. These state-of-the-art facilities enable them to effectively serve major OEMs throughout India, generating impressive annual revenues of ₹11,791 million in the financial year 24-25. Their robust financial performance coupled with a well-established customer base positions them as a significant asset for SPRL. The integration of these companies is anticipated to enhance SPRL's consolidated results immediately, driving value creation and contributing positively to overall growth. This strategic acquisition not only strengthens SPRL's market presence, but also reinforces its commitment to delivering high-quality automotive solutions. Further, this acquisition builds on SPRL's recent string of strategic investments to diversify its business, including investments in TGPEL, EMFI, and Takahata, which are all companies focused on manufacturing powertrain agnostic products in the automotive industry and beyond. With the current takeover of Antolin India operations, the powertrain agnostic products would constitute around 35% of the consolidated revenue. Further, with this acquisition, SPRL has become a multi-product and well-diversified organization, thereby de-risking its business model. Further, as a part of the transaction, SPRL will establish a long-term technology licensing agreement with Antolin, the global parent company headquartered in Spain. Antolin is one of the world's leading manufacturers of automotive components and a global supplier of technology solutions for vehicle interiors. The company supplies its products to major automakers globally through its network of 111 factories in 23 countries. With approximately 20,000 employees, Antolin reported revenue of $4.19 billion in the calendar year 2024. This agreement will ensure that SPRL has access to advanced technologies, global best practices, and dedicated support for its new product development. This strategic collaboration will empower SPRL to provide world-class quality and innovation to its customers, leveraging Antolin's extensive expertise in the automotive interior solutions market. By integrating Antolin's proven methodologies and technological advancements, SPRL aims to enhance its product offering and maintain a competitive edge in the market, ultimately delivering superior value to all its clients. Now let me talk about the transaction. SPRL will acquire 100% shareholding in the three companies at an enterprise value of €159 million, roughly 16,700 million Indian rupees, on a debt-free, cash-free basis. This strategic acquisition is expected to be completed by beginning of January 2026, contingent upon the successful completion of all the conditions. The proposed acquisition is a key component of Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited's long-term strategy to invest, diversify, and expand its product portfolio in areas that are independent of internal combustion engine powertrains. This strategic move aims to solidify the company's leadership position within the automotive component sector. Upon the successful completion of the transaction, the SPRL group will be well positioned to expand its product categories that do not rely on the powertrain technologies. This expansion will not only enhance its standing in the auto components industry, but also create sustainable long-term value for all its stakeholders. The company aims to drive profitability and ensure that it remains competitive in a rapidly evolving automotive space, ultimately benefiting its shareholders through increased value creation. With this, I would like to end my talk on this particular acquisition, and I would request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Sagar, you may kindly open up the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our first question comes from the line of Chirag Jain from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on this acquisition. Just a few questions from my end. Can you share some thoughts in terms of, let's say, first of all, on the financials, historical financials, especially on the profitability front, and maybe the return ratios, and how do we see this business over the next 2-3 years once it comes under, let's say, our family?
Yeah. Hi, Chirag. So, let me just quickly give you a brief. The company, has been into manufacturing of interior solutions, which includes the headliners and also the door trims, the sun visors, and also the interior ambient lighting solutions. So they are well spread out, and the list of clients are also well spread out across the country. So they have been doing roughly, as I gave in the previous in the talk that I have given. Last year, they have done a turnover of almost close to 1,791 million Indian rupees, roughly around 1,179 crores. And they have been operating at a level of around 9-10% EBITDA. And this being the kind of business that it is, the asset turnover ratios are quite high because the investment that is done on the assets gives far more returns than what is expected out of the normal, in a normal industry. So this kind of industry has a very high asset turnover. As a result, the ROCs are very good and the cash retention is quite good in the business. So that is the reason why, you know, we found it very interesting.
Any thoughts you would like to share in terms of, from a growth outlook perspective, how we should see this business for the next 2 years?
Yeah, so there are many programs on which this company is working on, and we expect that these programs will be very accretive to its both its top line and bottom line. And you know, we also see that there are possibilities for us to work on synergies, which will help us to improve the EBITDA going forward. And there are also possibilities for us to, you know, bring a reduction in the overhead, primarily because of the takeover that happened from overall global company to Indian company. So all this will is expected to result in improved EBITDA going forward.
Okay. And anything you can share in terms of the relative position of the company within the market, or probably who would be the key competitors, and broad, let's say, some thoughts on the market structure and probably the relative position?
Yeah. You know, overall, if you really see in the headliners business, in the roof liners as well headliners business, they are actually the market leaders in the country with a fairly good, a very high percentage of the market share in the market across its various customers, including Maruti Suzuki through the JV that they service through Krishna and Maruti.
Okay, and just last thing, and then I'll come back in the queue. You did mention that the return ratios and the cash flow generation is very strong for the company. So I don't think so we would expect further investments from the company in terms of expanding or modernizing the facility per se, from Shriram per se.
Yeah, so first and foremost, the entire, you know, operation setup is extremely modern and very state-of-art. And all the investments that have been done positions the company to a fairly good turnover in the future. So we don't expect to have any further infusion of funds in this company. It is quite self-sufficient.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thanks, Kiran.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Viraj Kacharia from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, Viraj, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just a couple of questions. First is, see, if you look at their bulk of the sales, they are primarily headliners and Sennheisers, and there is few revenue contribution from plastic parts. So product per se is very, you know, maybe commoditized, and product category itself is very mature and saturated. And if you look at the past 10 years, you know, of financials, you know, at best it has earned a high single digit margin, you know, ROCs has been, you know, low teens. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, this is what the entity has earned in the last 10 years of its operation. So just trying to understand, you know, what has really attracted us, you know, and what was the rationale for, you know, paying this valuation? That's the first question to start with.
No, I think I partially answered it by in the previous question that was asked by Shiraz. In terms of the returns, you know, in terms of the cash retention being better in the business, primarily because of the high ROC. And number one. Number two is, you know, the return ratios are quite good. And so it enables us to, you know, further look at expanding the business based on the needs of the business, number two. Number three is, as far as, you know, the overheads are concerned, you know, for a global company, the overheads are much higher than a localized company. So we expect that the global overheads will get, to some extent, tuned up with our takeover, and that will give us further more benefits on the bottom line. And lastly, I would put it this way that, you know, from a product standpoint, it is certainly not commoditized. It is a very, very technology-oriented product, because there is a unique technology of Antolin in the foaming process as well as in the molding process, which actually gives better stability to the product and also enhances the properties of the product when given in the when attached to the interior part of the car. Plus, with all the door trims that they make, which is again a value-added product that they do with regards to the full assembly, it is, you know, fairly a very well, you know, recognized in the industry that this requires a lot of technologies to go into the product that they make. And lastly, coming to the ambient lighting, there are hardly any big players in the market today on ambient lighting. And we expect that ambient lighting will become very popular amongst all the vehicles, and this will lead to a very good amount of business for the company, including touch panels, capacitive pads and other things. So there are excellent opportunities for growth, as we see, with the Indian automakers.
So just one perspective, wanted to just get your, you know, thoughts. You know, if I look at their 10-year ROC, you know, it's just been around 12-13% levels. So I'm just trying to understand, you know, when you refer to high ROC, what is any perspective you can share? Because what we, and when we look at the numbers from the ROC, you know, which the company has uploaded, historical ROCs of the company has been just 12-13%, you know. So just wanted to understand your thoughts, you know.
I think I explained it again. The past figures, the cost structures are completely different with the global, this thing. You know, product developments and other things happening at international levels have different cost structures. You know, these are not very representative with regards to what will happen in the future. So overall, you know, for these kind of businesses, it is very much possible to bring down the cost structures that is presently existing in the company. That's what
okay,
we have
to sure, understand. Just two questions. See, once we, you know, undergo the cost and other synergies play out, eventually what kind of a margin structure this business should be, you know, operating at on a steady state basis?
Well, sir, that is not something that I will be able to disclose at this stage, because these are all a lot of workings that have gone in, and you know, you will certainly see improvements in the numbers that is already seen in the past results.
Okay, last question. If you look at the parent, right, Grupo Antolin, they operate in a lot of other product categories. And if I look at the India entity, they are primarily into sunvisors and headliners. So, as a part of this agreement, you know, what product or segments are part of this transaction, and what product segments would be outside? Because we also have a tie-up with a lot of other companies globally, you know, in different segments. So they have a sunrise company.
Already, that all the companies that they have in India are a part of this perimeter, and it is not only headliners and sunvisors. They also make the entire door trims. They also make the you know, central controls. They also make the ambient lighting. They also make the touch panels and capacitive pads. All this is a part of the overall distributor. So it's a highly technology oriented products, and we find a lot of interest by the OEMs into these products, and we expect that the future is going to be extremely good. They have been doing quite well years also.
Any future product development, any new product category, you will get an access to that through the TL?
Yeah, it is for us to explore and get the inquiries from the customers. They are open to grow the business.
Thank you. I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Anubhav.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Sir, first of all, congratulations on the acquisition.
Thanks a lot.
I just had one or two questions. Sir, actually, like you also mentioned that we have a JV with Krishna Maruti with a plant in Gurgaon. And I was looking at the website, and they have, I think, plants in Sanand and Bangalore as well. So how is the India business then, like, will be broken between what we have acquired and the rest of the entities? Will it be that we cater to certain OEMs only, and the rest of the unacquired part will cater to certain OEMs? Or will we be able to compete for business in any of the OEMs we want?
Well, as far as the JV goes, the JV with Krishna Maruti is primarily restricted to the OEM, the North. And we do not see any of the other areas getting affected because these products require, you know, assembly is very near to the plant, the kind of products that, that are there, so that it doesn't have any impact on the aesthetics and other finish of the product. So, with the current situation, as far as the JV is concerned, they are only into headliners, whereas the Grupo Antolin companies are into number of other products other than headliners also. So as a result, I think it's the technology on the technology side. I think all the possibilities exist in terms of growing the technology. The second important thing is that the whole territory of India is open for business.
Okay, so there is no sort of non-compete or anything at all.
Yeah, that's what I explained.
Yes. And sir, the technology agreement, do we have to pay like any technology fees or royalty going forward, or is it like whatever acquisition consists?
There is an agreed technology fee. There is an agreed technology fee that is paid in the form of royalty.
Okay. Will you be able to share that? Like,
No, we don't share the numbers. Like we, in even in Shriram Pistons, we are doing the royalty for all our you know, partners. So we expect that the partnership will be a long partnership, primarily because you know, we have been experts in you know, having partners with us for over 4 decades and 5 decades, both from the East and the West, including Colburn Smith and you know, Riken Corporation. And we know how to run these businesses with our open and transparent style of management. It makes it easier for all the partners to stay with us and understand how we want to grow the business. Our focus will be on the growth of the business.
Yes, sir. And sir, who will be the key competitor for like the business we have acquired like in India?
For the Antolin business, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there are others who manufacture the headliners and door trims and all. People like Supreme Industries, people like IACA, people like others. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, sir, for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on acquisition of Antolin India business.
Thanks.
Two set of questions from my side. First one is, can you talk about any sort of order book currently which this entity has, or say the capital employed in the business, and what sort of revenue that this entity can do combined basis on an annualized basis?
Yeah, so the order book is quite robust. No, we don't give any forward-looking numbers. So, you know, with all the due diligence carried out, they are into discussions with many customers with regards to future products. And, you know, so there is a robust pipeline, and it is extremely healthy, and outlook is quite good. Now, what was the second part of the question?
Yeah, so the question primarily was on order book and capital employed into the business. Primarily to understand if the utilizations are low today and we can scale with minimal investments.
Yeah, so as I said, you know, the return on the assets is quite high in these kind of businesses, because the kind of investments that you do on the press and all that is extremely huge. And once you do that, the output can be quite high, and you know, it can give us a lot of new businesses. So that is how it is structured. So at this stage, I cannot give any other figure beyond this. I can only say that it is a very robust pipeline of orders that they have, and it is a fairly good situation for them with all the customers.
Understood, sir. Sir, the second question is on synergies. While you have talked about the cost synergies which can accrue because of MNC entity operating, and now it is coming under our fold. My question primarily is on the technology or the product synergies. So just in terms of thinking broadly, this product which we have now acquired is very different to what we do in terms of our existing product lines. So you must be having multiple options in terms of M&A opportunities. So when you narrow it down on such an opportunity, Is there any thought in terms of product or technology synergies which can accrue to our existing business, or this is on a standalone basis that you have evaluated? So
no, no. We have been very cautious in all our selection of our M&A partners. As you know all the investments that we have done in the past, whether it is Takata, whether it is CGPL, and whether it is CMFI, they've all started giving us good returns. Where we have clearly seen that there is a technology orientation and technology play. Here also we see a very good technology play, especially with the very unique patented processes of Antolin, which being used gives a lot of benefits to the end customers with regards to all the interior solutions as well as interior requirements in terms of heat, AC cooling and other things. So as a result, there is a lot of technology that goes into the whole process of molding and the tool design and everything, and all this is controlled centrally by Antolin. So since they've been operating in the country for a pretty long time, they have a very advanced engineering center, which is a part of this whole process where the team will be working on solutions for India specifically. So that entire team is already transferred into this company, into the perimeter.
Understood, sir. If you can just give us a split of revenue in terms of end user segment, like PV, CV, two wheelers, and say domestic or export mix, if you can just give any
part. No, product-wise, we have already highlighted the kind of turnover individual companies have, but overall, the entire business line is primarily with PV. It's a highly focused PV business.
Okay, sir. Understood.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll call back.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Raman KV from C20 Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Raman. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just want to understand in terms of growth, how in the past line the acquired entity have grown, if you can just highlight what was the percentage growth, and going forward, can we expect it to grow in line with the company?
Yes, basically if you see all their past, except for the formative years where they were setting up the shop and all that, subsequently after that, once they have stabilized, they have been, averaging over the last 5 years, if I take their cumulative CAGR is over 10%. And there is no reason why we can't continue that kind of a growth.
Understood, sir. And sir, my second question is, can you just help me with the revenue mix in terms of export and domestic? How much is export and how much is
domestic? Primarily domestic, because it is meant for, Antolin being a global company operating with 111 plants across 23 countries. Obviously, they are not importing anything from India. They have fairly good bases all over the place. And as I said, these products, it is not very easy to have long, transportation lines, because you tend to then spoil the product, or even if a small dent, it's very highly aesthetic in nature. So it has to be very near to the customer line. So most of the plants that we have are all very near to the customers. At the most, even in Bangalore, what we supply is primarily out of a unit in Bangalore, from where we supply to customers in and around Bangalore. So that is how it has been positioned. It's not easy to have this product being transported over long distances. So that's the nature of the product. Yes.
Understood, sir. And sir, my last question is, can you give the, how much, as of FY25, how much is the fixed asset for the acquired entity?
No, we don't give these numbers, actually. It has been, the whole process of deciding on this entity has been after considering all aspects of the financials, and it has been very carefully, taken into account, and all the fixed assets, the way it has been invested and what are the future possibilities of business have also been considered in our commercial due diligence. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Abhishek Kumar Jain from Alpha Accurate. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for the acquisition of the Antogen India. So my first question on that, how do you finance this acquisition? How would be the debt equity?
No, you're asking after the post acquisition, how much will be the debt equity?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So as I said, you know, we don't, we are doing this whole acquisition, the fairly a good amount of money sitting on our balance sheet. And the debt that has to be taken is quite small. So we don't expect it to, overall debt equity to go beyond 23.4.
Okay. And how is the current capacity of PIVCN and the peak revenue? And what would be the peak revenue from the Antogen India?
So we don't normally give the capacity utilization figures. The only thing I can say is there is a sufficient capacity available. As I said, the asset turns are quite high. So there is a good amount of capacity that can be done with the investments that have been done so far. Whatever add-on investments have to be done, the companies are quite capable of taking care of those investments with the kind of cash generation that they have and the cash retention that they have with the existing business. So fairly, we feel that they're fairly self-sufficient and standing on its legs in terms of meeting the market requirements.
Okay. And sorry, in your standalone business, so your margin is around 20+% and even in the subsidiary business also the margin is around 15% now. So currently that this business has the margin is around 9%.
Sir, your audio is sounding muffled. If you're using speakerphone, may we request you use the handset, please?
Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah.
It's slightly better, sir.
Yeah, so my question is on the EBITDA margin, which is right now is around 9-10%. So just wanted to understand what is your midterm plan for the expansion of the operating margin and what is the current ROE and what is your target ROE?
Yeah, so Abhishek, I explained this earlier also in the question that the cost structures are different between the two, you know, the global entity and the entity like us taking this. So at this stage, I cannot say beyond this that, you know, the cost structures will change drastically, number one. Number two, at the end of the day, we go even beyond EBITDA and we go more by the cash retention in the business. You know, in the kind of business that we are in already and, you know, with almost a 1:1 turnover to asset ratio in our existing business to a very high asset turnover ratio, we expect the cash retention to be very representative of the numbers that we expect from those business. So, fairly, you know, what is very important is to ensure that the cash retention is good and we expect that to be happening.
Oh. And my last question on that, your comment on that, the company is highly focused on the PVC business now. So, just wanted to understand in Antogen, how is the mix IP versus PV?
Mix? What? Which one? IP versus?
EV in Antogen?
Well, the product is very agnostic to the powertrain. So, every ICE vehicle will require a headliner, a door trim, and this thing. Every EV vehicle will require a headliner, a door trim, and a sun visor. So, whether it is EV or this thing, it doesn't really make any problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you, Abhishek. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please restrict yourselves to 2 questions each per participant, and you may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Our next question comes from the line of Mihir Manek from Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening and thank you for the opportunity and congratulations to Krishna Kumar sir for this good acquisition.
Thank you, Mihir.
I just want to understand because most of my questions have been answered and like you said, you don't give capacity and you also don't give market share generally. If you could just tell us how this industry is and how could it grow because market size also you won't give us, I know. So how do we look at this market And like you said, that the lighting business is, you know, very much technologically dependent. But the headliners one, like you said, for our competition, what is the moat in this business that Antolin would have?
As I said, it's the unique technology that they have with regards to the, foaming and molding process. And it is important to realize here that, there are multiple things in terms of the technology with regards to heat dissipation, heat absorption, improvement in the efficiency of air conditioning, etc., which all comes into play in the overall calculation. So there are a number of things in terms of the overall design and also a lot of things with regards to the kind of product that is required with what kind of design that the end customer has. So it varies from customer to customer, but there's so the main reason for them is the efficiency of design and the efficiency of the overall vehicle efficiency in terms of its overall running.
Okay, got it. Just two more small questions if I can.
Yes.
Any client concentration do we have in this business?
It is well spread out, Mihir.
Okay.
Fairly well spread out because they supply to almost all the big names like Mahindra, Tata, Toyota, Hyundai, Renault, Volkswagen.
Got it. And just one last question. I was just reading that, Antolin Global had, announced that they would, want to divest all those non-core assets. And they have did lots of divestment. Do we have a risk that on the global entity front, they could, not focus much on the R&D of the segment that we have acquired, the Indian business, because then that could pose a risk for us to grow also in terms of product diversification?
No, we don't see any risk there because two reasons. One, we don't expect that they will move out of their main headliner business because that will remain as a core of their business, number one. And number two, as far as the Indian entity is concerned, we have a set of group of people who are already trained and well trained into the business and well entrenched into the business, and we have all of them coming into the perimeter to ensure that the perimeter is able to stand its own legs.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mihir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations.
Thank you,
sir. Now you have presence with Takahata, CGPEL and Antolin. You have expanded your presence in plastic molding products. So wanted to understand overall what is the content per vehicle for these products combined for a passenger vehicle. And within plastic molding, how much more headroom is there to launch new products and basically increase the content?
Yeah, so basically what happens now in the vehicle, with Takahata and TGPL are more of very precision products. These are very small products which goes into very specific applications with very high design inputs. And those products generally are supplied to the tier 2 and then tier 2 assembles on their products and then gives it to the customer. So that is how it was. As far as Antolin is concerned, is a step ahead of it because Antolin does also the overall assembly of the headliners and everything, where they assemble some of these plastic products like air vents and other things on their products and gives it to the customer directly. So there is a potentially a good possibility for them to improve the content. Now, overall, we have to really calculate after putting Antolin's business together. We have to really calculate what will be the content per car. But then at that time, we can also put the content of our legacy products that we supply. So it can vary. It can vary drastically. So, but I can only say that with the amount of focus that we have put on technology, the right to win is more coming from the technology that we have focused on, whether it is our legacy business, whether it is our other plastics business, whether it is Takahata or TGPL, or it is with Antolin. It's all products where there's a huge amount of technology going on. And it's a technology which actually helps us win business.
So in the entire plastic molding business, currently, what would be the auto versus non-auto mix and the aftermarket sales mix also?
Yeah, majorly it is all auto. You know, the non-auto business that we do in Takata and TGBL put together for their turnover is less than 10-12%. So overall, I would say that this is fully an auto-related business.
And so aftermarket mix, if any?
Not too much of aftermarket mix, because most of these products are expected to withstand the life of the car.
Okay, so lastly, sir, you mentioned that you supply to Maruti via this Krishna JV. So is it only through the Krishna JV or we are supplying via this Antonin India also?
No, no, it is through Krishna JV only the headliners. And there are others who supply headliners to Maruti. Krishna Maruti is one of
the others.
Like
the products that ambient lighting, low trim, these products we are not supplying to Maruti?
At this stage, no, but we can look at in the future. There's no restriction from the geography standpoint.
Okay, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Brother.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gauri Purohit from Securities Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations, you know, to the entire team for interesting acquisition. Sir, a couple of questions. One was, you know, on if you look at our Shriram Pistons history, right, we were number two in the domestic pistons and rings market. We have become over the last 5-7 years number one player. The acquisitions earlier which we had done also were for very, very niche applications and high precision engineering products, right? Which effectively meant that they were also very high margin products, right? Whereas this, so if you could just share some background to Grupo Antolin, is it like a number one player globally in headliners or sun visors or, because when you look at it from a you know, normal person's eye, it does not look like a very complicated technology or you know, tech-based product. So if you could just throw some light, you know, whether, is there a specific right to win that Antolin has in this and which in turn will kind of get passed to us. That was number one. There's one more question, but maybe I can, you know.
So basically, I already explained this question that, you know, there is a huge amount of technology goes into headliners. You know, it looks like a simple product, but it is not so. And, you know, those who are working in this direction, some of the customers, they really realize how much of engineering goes into it. So, you know, and Grupo Antolin has, across the globe, they are either on number one or number two position in various countries. You know, it depends on the country in which they operate and how they, this thing. In the products that they make, in some of the products, maybe they are at number three. But overall, they are, you know, in the top position as far as, that's why they are in 111 plants across 23 countries. And they have had their unique technology also helping the overall efficiency of the car, which I explained in terms of the technology. So
right.
That is how that is the right to win. And see, we have always been focused on. If you really see our overall strategy, it has been always on you know, technology, and you know, clearly the direction has been to get into multi-product domain, and. Have actually achieved this by this acquisition, that we have really become really very big in terms of the multi-product domain that we have, and we have completely de-risked the overall business model for pistons per se. So overall, I, you know, while I keep saying that pistons are not going anywhere, you know, because at least we see a good business with the kind of growth and other things that we see. The pistons and our legacy businesses also continue to grow. And we have been putting money into our legacy business also to grow the overall capacity. So we'll continue to do that and manage the overall portfolio with multi-product domain, which is the strength of this group. And that is the most important thing to be understood.
Correct. And so second question is on this ambient lighting, right? Now, so we have in the domestic market fairly strong players in lighting like Siam, Lumax, you know, Varroc. So, just wanted to understand, we are not getting into LED light manufacturing in this, right? Or we are not getting into like manufacturing, because that itself is like a separate, very large business altogether. So, just share.
LED lights and LED lamps, we are not getting into all that. It is more into ambient lighting. and touch panels and touch pads, capacitive pads. So those are products which in combination with all the this thing will be the ambient lighting is not done with a special kind of process where it is overmounted, and the whole thing is done to fit the requirements of the car, and it has to be co-designed with the customer.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Keval Doshi from Onyx Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Keval, please go ahead.
Wanted to know whether the Dyson use this technology, would it be at a global scale or is it restricted to India market?
No, the overall business is restricted to India market, but on a case-to-case basis, we can always discuss with the group.
You will be the exclusive users of this technology in India or?
The JV already existing, so it will not be exclusive only to us.
Okay, so we could have...
The JV is only for headliners, for door trims and door panels and all that, it is with us only.
For headliners, there will be competition from the seller, but not for the other products. Is that right?
That hardly makes any difference because we have others also in the headliner business. So it's a competitive world, but I'm sure with our reach and customer profiling that we have, it is we have a very good say with all our customers.
Understood. Okay, and does this acquisition open doors to any new customers where we can sell our legacy products?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and what is there a large opportunity we see here?
Yes, it has to be explored further. We have the name of the customer whom they supply and whom we are probably a little weak on. So it will be only strengthening our positions with those customers. And will be able to help us to push our legacy products also.
Any development in technology which we do, or if will it be a joint effort, or it will be an effort which will be driven largely by them?
No, it will be happening on both the sides. As I said, we have a well self-sufficient R&D and engineering cell, which is a part of the perimeter, and the team is getting transferred into this perimeter to ensure that they are able to, be able to service the requirements of this particular company, all the three companies. So we do not see any major issue there. At the same time, we have the technical agreement, which will give us exposure to the new technologies if at all it gets developed globally.
Great. Thank you so much, and congratulations once again on this interesting acquisition.
Thank you, Keval.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Tanush. Okay, please go ahead. Tanush, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just had a question regarding the working capital of Antonin, and also wanted to understand the revenue from top 4 to 5 customers.
Yeah, so I have already talked about the top five customers. I have already talked about them. As far as working capital concerned, is very whatever is the requirement for the business is being maintained by them. So we do not see any major issue there.
So what would be the contribution from the top five consumers in terms of percentage?
We wanted to give those numbers because it can be from a day to day basis it can vary, from month to month basis it can vary. So there's no point in giving that kind of a business.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Viraj Kacharia from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one question, sir. So for us, focus for next 2-3 years will be on consolidating and driving improvement in the business, or are you looking at more such acquisitions?
The next bit is our debt equity is going to be still quite low. There is no reason why we cannot leverage ourselves more. And we wouldn't stop here, for sure.
Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thanks, Viraj. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harshil Sheth, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Harshil.
Harshil, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question. Mr. Harshil Sheth, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Everything is readily available. It's paid for one money.
As there is no response from the line of current participant, we request participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one. We have our next question coming from the line of Sheetal Keswani from Shriram Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening everyone, and congratulations to the team for the acquisition. Sorry, if I just missed the part. If you could just give like the outlook on your EBITDA margins with this acquisition, do we see coming our margins coming down for the next 2-3 years below the 20% level?
Yeah, I think I explained this. You know, if the kind of, you know, first and foremost, the cost structures have to be, you know, relooked into based on our taking over. Based on that, the EBITDA margins will change. And once we are having that number, clearly we do not expect any major impact coming on the overall business, because we expect to improve the EBITDA there and also continue to, you know, deliver the EBITDA levels that we are delivering today from the other group companies. So it, we are looking at, you know, from a cash perspective, we are looking at it as a very cash accretive business.
So in a way, so the EBITDA till these group entities basically are fully consolidated, we will see, like, I'm not coming to a number probably now, but
it will, it's like for some time, 1 or 2 years, it will have some impact. We do not expect it to be, but that is something, you know, overall from a business standpoint, it is a cash that we are able to retain. And ROCE is very, very high. So ROCE is good, so we don't not expect any major issue.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, so this is a continuation of the question and evaluation of previous participant asked. So it seems like we are paying 15-16 times FY24 EBITDA for the acquisition. And prima facie for a financial analyst at least, it seems slightly expensive considering similar acquisitions done by peers in the listed entrepreneurial space. Since you mentioned like IIT is a competitor, so Lumax Auto had acquired 75% of IIT for 6.5 times EV EBITDA in 2003. And very recently, like this financial year, they acquired the rest 25% at around 5 times EV EBITDA. So considering like a peer company getting acquired at a much lower valuation, so how do we see the acquisition multiples?
No, I explained this very clearly earlier that the cost structures are not representative of the figures. You know, they have to be recast when it is this thing. And the overall figures have to be reworked based on what we see as a sustainable EBITDA. That has been done, and that is how the, it has been a very competitive process, and it's not that we are paying very heavily for this.
So, sir, then we feel that there can be substantial improvement in the margins going forward?
Well, I've explained all this earlier. So, you know, the whole logic has been towards, you know, ensuring that we are able to, from a cash perspective, able to retain have a better cash retention across all our businesses.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Anubhav.
Thank you. We will take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Kumar for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks, Sagar, once again. Again, I would like to extend our deepest gratitude to all the participants for attending today's investor call. I think all your questions were very thought-provoking and interesting. And your participation has made the discussion extremely engaging. We remain very dedicated to our commitment to our strategies for the overall business objectives and will continue to strive for sustained positive outcomes. I am very confident that this is a very positive move by the company to enter into a multi-product domain and thereby ensure that we are able to de-risk our overall business model. For any further questions or information that you may have, please do reach out to our investor relations team at Ernst & Young. And on behalf of the company, again, once again, thank you all of you and appreciate your time and involvement. I also would like to wish all of you a very happy new year because we are coming almost to the end of the year. Probably our next call will be only in the next year. So have a good new year celebration. So take care and goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shriram Pistons and Rings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.